Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I am here with my friend John Lunger.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle. And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, an easy and convenient to listen to podcast form. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, friend.
It's nice to be back at it again. I listened to our last two episodes, the last time we record, gotta say. Didn't miss a beat.
No, it's still fun. It's still fun to do it. You know how sometimes you do things and then you're like, why am I still doing this?
Yeah.
So long. Like stand-up comedy, for example. Like after nearly 12 years, you're like, what am I doing here?
Oh, no.
And then you do it again and you're like, oh, no, now I remember. It's fun as hell.
Oh, thank God. I thought that was going to take a turn and this was
going
to be like
a whole... Yeah, no, I'm retiring.
Yeah.
I'm giving it all up. No. I don't remember the name of the guy who was being interviewed or the show I was listening to. So I don't have anything about other than it was a guy who's like, oh, I had a stand-up comedy career for 12 years and then I just quit. And I'm like,
are you referencing one of my favorite episodes of Good One where they were speaking to James Acaster?
No. Although I did like that episode.
Yeah, because it's sort of a similar thread there where he was just like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do stand-up again.
Yeah. No, this was like, he quit stand-up a while ago, but he's like, I was doing it for 12 years, and then I wanted to, he does like humanitarian photography or whatever, I think is how he described it. Writes books. Right Now was the podcast I was listening to. WRITE. Which I've been subscribed to forever and then rarely actually listen to. But it was a great episode, so I guess this is a recommendation. Listen to that episode. I don't remember the guy's name. He was a comedian for 12 years, and then he stopped.
And now he takes pictures of humans?
He, like, travels the world and takes pictures to, like, raise awareness of things, I think.
Huh.
They weren't really talking a ton about that part of it. He also writes books, which is why he was on a show about writing.
Right. So he's, like, IRO Pokemon Snap.
I guess he's that.
I have never played that game, but my understanding of it is you throw apples at the subjects you want to take photos of to get their attention.
I've also not played it.
Maybe that's what that guy does. He goes around places and like chucks apples at people and then takes their reaction photos.
I don't know. He had some nice thoughts on writing that I appreciated, and I wish I remembered the guy's name.
It actually sounds like he's probably doing very important work and actively making the world a better place.
It doesn't sound like the college, like the religious organization at a college goes to like a third world country.
Oh, like a mission.
Yeah.
A mission.
Not
trip.
Like that, where it's like, let's just take pictures with poor people and act like we're helping.
Right.
I believe this guy's doing actual good work. He did comedy for like 12 years and then he stopped doing comedy. And then I'm coming up on 12 years in the game.
Nice.
And because I haven't gotten to do it very much for the past year, I was like, what's...
You and I started comedy at very similar times.
October 2009?
Yeah, I was a few years later. I think 2010 is when the end of 2010 might have been when I actually started. Maybe.
Right on.
Yeah. That'll be good for us when we do our Wikipedia page.
I've been thinking about doing it, and then a friend of mine was like, hey, I'm doing stand-up at this open mic. Do you want to come? I'm like, I was thinking about going to that open mic to do comedy. Sure, I would love to go, because then I can just watch you do it and not have to, like, it takes the pressure off of, like, going... Because it was at Brewworks, which I'd only been to a couple times. I didn't know anybody in the comedy scene, so I don't like going places with people. So I'm like, oh, like it'll take the pressure off. I can go there, see how it goes for everybody else, and then I'll come back next time and do it. And then I did that.
That's nice. I generally like my one open mic experience with you, though it was objectively a terrible experience.
Oh, in Baltimore, yeah.
Oh,
where
God, it was fucking
as
awful.
The night drew on, we realized what a huge mistake we'd made.
Yeah.
In not just driving home.
Yeah, they put us up at like close to 2 a.m. It was so late. We were literally like the second people in the room to sign up, and because nobody knew who the fuck we were in the scene, they put us up last. And then we drove home and got home at like 5 in the morning.
It was like, it was dawn.
Yeah, it was.
When I got home to my house.
Yeah. I just remember you legitimately were working on, it was probably for one of your specials. You were working on material for either an album or a special. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'll go to an open mic with you, sure. And then I was just like, well, I'm just going to improvise some jokes about chairs to Glenn because he's the only one.
The only one. Everybody else was at the bar because it was somebody in the Baltimore comedy scene's like going away party.
Or some shit like that.
They were like moving to New York or L.A. or whatever other city to like pursue comedy.
Boise.
Yeah. And then everyone's like just hanging out and not watching us tell jokes.
Yeah. I did legitimately have a nice time with you, though.
It was a fun trip.
Yeah.
Except for getting back so late and being very sleepy.
Yeah. Oh, that was the Baltimore Podcast Festival trip. Yeah. Shout out to the Baltimore Podcast Festival.
The Crab Puff. Crab Puff? Was that what it was called? The disgusting food that we had to...
No, Old Bay.
No, we talked about Old Bay, but the suggestion, I believe, was something called Crab Puffs, which is, I think, was it... I don't remember if it really was like a funnel cake with crab or if that's what the fake thing we said. But I remember when it was explained to us, it didn't sound good.
No, not at all. That feels like a goddamn lifetime ago. I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Well, speaking of podcasts, you want to do this one? You want to get down to the task at hand?
Yeah. So earlier today on Garbage App Facebook, I put up Famous Hot Boys, me and John Lunger are doing some improvised Wikipedia night. What you want to know about? And we got 14 responses.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And it looks like they're pretty good. Yeah. I don't see any dumb bits.
That's exciting. Way to go, people.
So somebody did link to a Wikipedia page.
Okay, well, that's going the extra mile.
As their suggestion.
Well, that like proves... That's beautiful. That's like proof that they care enough to actually see if there's a page for us to compete against.
I had a brief chat with last week's suggestion giver in front of the show, Kat Aldrich.
Mm-hmm.
Aldrich? Aldrich.
Mm-hmm.
Aldrich. Kat.
Yeah.
I was talking to Kat. She said she looks things up on Wikipedia before making a suggestion.
Oh, fucking gold
I'm like,
star.
That is a pro move.
Yes.
That eliminates us... A couple times we did one and there wasn't a Wikipedia page or it like went to like a weirdly broad category of thing instead of we want just like a discreet, easily killable Wikipedia page.
What do you mean by discreet?
Like its own thing. I don't mean not like the other version of discreet.
It's not like a secret.
Just like
it's like, hey, guy, come here.
I don't want to go
I got a Wikipedia page for you. Just you though. No one else can see it.
Like, I don't want to go to the Wikipedia page for Apatosaurus and be like, we're just going to talk about sauropods. They're all the same. Who gives a shit? We don't need 20 different pages. It's all sauropods, baby. And then, like, no, I want a separate.
Yeah, no, I love that you went with a really relatable topic for that suggestion.
Everyone loves dinosaurs.
Sure. So you need a number between 1 and 14?
I need a number between 1 and 14, and I don't see a stinker in the bunch. Oh, wait, there is one.
So 1 and 13 then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can say, we'll leave it in there.
Oh, boy. Give me number 12, please.
Yeah. Ooh, Jackie Fiorillo wants to know about olive oil.
Olive oil.
Now, I do need to be clear on the spelling.
Uh-huh. Yes, because the spelling is going to determine whether we're talking about the byproduct of the olive or the cartoon character married to Popeye, who I recently learned is only 34 years old, canonically speaking.
Okay. I was not familiar with her age.
Well, no. Popeye is only 34 years
Popeye
old.
Popeye is 34?
Yeah. Isn't that fucking insane?
Yeah. When you said, when I thought you meant olive was 34, I was like, okay.
Yeah, no. Popeye.
Popeye's 34. I'm older than Popeye.
He's just a sailor, man. War does fucked up shit to you.
Had a hard life.
Ooh,
that
oh, boy.
Guy. All that spinach. Spinach is a hell of a drug.
So it is. She's not talking about the cartoon character.
We're talking about squeezing olives.
Yeah.
Not squeezing Popeye's wife. They are married.
Really?
Yeah. I bought my wife... I used to say my wife looked like olive oil from Popeye because she does, but later found out she doesn't like it.
Yeah, I would not like
so
that.
So I stopped saying it, but I said it after I stopped after I had already bought her. I think possibly for our wedding, the issue of the Popeye comic where they get married finally.
Yeah, no, I can see how she was probably like begrudgingly thinking that's sweet. She's like, I hate this, yeah, but at the same time, like
good,
yeah, fine.
Good effort, I guess, but... Ugh, but God.
Well, it's good to know what I'm getting into before I sign the papers, I guess.
Yeah, that's O-Y-L, I think is how she spells it.
Yeah.
No, but we're talking about squeezing olives, baby.
Yeah, like literally top two things that I know about olive oil. One, you get it from pressing olives.
Yeah.
Two, it's got a very low smoke point.
Low as heck.
Which means
you can't season a pan with that.
Yeah, which means if you heat it too hot, that baby's gonna smoke real quick.
Yeah. If you're seasoning a pan, you're gonna wanna use, you can just use like canola oil.
Like
a,
yeah, vegetable oil.
That'll get it done. You can also get like a higher smoke point oil, like a grape seed.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if you got money coming out of your asshole, sure.
Who's got
grape seed oil money at the end of
this guy?
What? Holy God!
I don't have flaxseed oil money.
Man.
So
not doing comedy for a year and a half has really paid off for
you. There
you
go.
Got fucking grape seed oil over there. Jesus.
There you go. There you go, listeners. You can figure out my income based off of the oil that I buy. Grape seed. A little more expensive. Flaxseed, crazy expensive.
Ridiculously
I'm not messing
expensive.
With flaxseed.
I don't even know what.
But
I'm just so
oil,
irrationally angry about how expensive flaxseed oil is.
It's
right
ridiculous.
Now. It is ridiculous.
I got like a pretty good bottle of grapeseed oil for somewhere between $10 and $15. A much smaller bottle of flaxseed oil. I think it was like $18.
Unbelievable.
And it was like... The little...
Like a single shot that you buy at the liquor store for, like, an airplane.
Yeah, like, not quite the single, but, like, the one size up. Like, the flask size bottles that they have back there.
Yeah,
like, not even that big.
I've been really intrigued by, like food products like that are, like, so rare and expensive, right? Like, everyone, you know, like, saffron.
Yeah, saffron,
the most
expensive.
Because it takes something like... 85 flowers to like get
you gotta yoink the stamen out of there.
Yeah, but each flower only has three.
You only get three stamen per flats. That's a lot of work.
But
for making your rice kind of yellow.
I was reading about Kona coffee.
Yeah.
And so like you and I probably have never actually had 100% Kona coffee. In the United States,
I got grapeseed money.
No, you're allowed to sell Kona coffee where it's only 30% Kona beans.
Sure.
And then the rest of it's like a blend from somewhere else that's much more expensive, right? Like if you were to actually get like a pound of Kona coffee, it would be, no.
That's like that cat poop coffee, the CeraVe poop.
Right.
Where like it's almost completely unregulated. Like you are almost certainly not getting... If you think you've had it, you've not.
Really quick.
You may have even had...
Well, just hold on. I feel like there's people that are listening, or maybe person that's listening, because let's be honest, we got to build that audience back up, baby. Hey, tell people about our podcast.
Yeah, tell a friend.
So I think we have to just briefly explain the fact that there's a coffee out there that allegedly takes on a different flavor after it passes through an animal's digestive
system. Yes, I believe it is a type of cat called... Is it CeraVe? No, that's... When, that's
I think you're thinking of Sara Lee baked goods.
Is that what a napkin's called other places?
I was unaware that napkins...
There's like a Trevor Noah bit where he talks about it because napkins everywhere else means diaper. Here it means napkin. And he says it's something... I don't remember the type of stupid cat that poops coffee, but it eats the cherry from the coffee plant, can't digest the bean part, poops it out, and then people are like, well, might as well brew this up.
Right.
And the thing is, there's like debate as to whether it's better because the cat poops it.
Right.
Or is it just picking the best cherries off the coffee bush?
Right.
Like,
right.
It's if you take the top 10% of all coffee cherries off of a bush and only roast those, it's probably incredible. But we don't do that. We like it's mass produced. Also,
you know what though? I'm willing to, in a laboratory setting, I'm willing to eat the top 10% of those berries, poop them out for you, and then you can have that coffee.
I'm not willing
to do it for
I'm
you.
I'm not willing to hold up my end of this deal.
You don't deserve
the
grape. Then you don't deserve the grapeseed oil that you're buying.
But also, the other reason that kind of coffee is probably lower quality for regardless of what you're paying for, is now they're like farming it. So instead of just like these cats pooping out coffee, people getting the poop and then getting the beans out and then brewing it, they're just like shoving coffee beans in their face all the time. Mm. So again, like, it's not the coffee they're eating is not what they would be eating normally. So it's bad. But cats poop coffee sometimes and people will want to drink it, but you can't, you likely can't actually get the cat poop pop. You're getting subpar cat poop coffee. And then what's even the point? But olive oil, John.
Yeah, let's segue back, because I think we have a natural transition here from the cat poop conversation of like...
Sure, because let's say you got a cat.
Yeah.
It's not pooping enough.
No.
Grease it up.
Grease up that butthole?
I meant like the food.
The food. Oh,
my friend's dog growing up, they would always put olive oil on top of his food.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it helps him poop.
Oh, interesting.
Which I guess, yeah, if you ate several tablespoons of olive oil with your meal, you'd probably for sure dump it out.
Well, I mean, that's like one way to try to bring it back to olive oil. I was going to go a little bit classier and be like, well, let's talk about like the different kind of prestiges of olive oil. Because like you've got your extra virgin.
Sure.
Right. And like that commands a higher price. We got to talk about what that means. Let's see if we can be mature adults about it and not giggle at it.
So you press.
Is it just that the olives are tighter?
You set up that whole "let's be mature" thing just for that joke, didn't you?
I mean, I would like to think that I did, but I don't pre-plan things well.
Gross. No. So you press olives, and there's like a first press, and then you can like really get in there and wring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Extra virgin olive is just like that first percentage of a load of olives that you dump into a press. So it's like, all right, so we're gonna squeeze these disgusting foods, because mm-hmm. olives, let's be clear, horrific.
Oh, disagree, but that's okay. One of those foods that like I did not acquire a taste for until relatively recently, like later on.
I refuse.
Black olives, one of my favorite pizza toppings.
Disgusting.
Oh, so good. Salty, sweet. Oh,
it's one of the only foods in the world that I will pick off of something.
Wow.
Like, there's foods that I don't like, but if it's on a thing, like, I don't like
texture or taste. What's your issue?
Olives, the whole just down the line, everything about it. I hate the way they look, smell, taste.
Hmm. But no issue with olive oil.
No, love it.
Interesting.
Bathe me in it, daddy.
Oh man, you're gonna be pooping so good.
Oh man, I'll be so slippery.
So in other words, the extra virgin olive oil is the first squeeze of that load.
Yeah,
right?
So let's say
it's almost like the top 10% of those coffee beans, right? Like it's like if it's the stuff that comes out on the initial squeeze, it's a lot mature, is not the right word, but it's of a higher grade than the stuff you gotta like work a little bit extra for.
Yeah, because then you get like some grit and stuff in mm-hmm. the other ones. So let's say you got a big old bucket of olives.
I believe the term you coined was load.
Just a huge steamy load of olives. And you squeeze, like, let's say you can squeeze a gallon of oil out of your load.
I think we should say pinch.
Let's see if you can pinch a gallon from your load. Maybe the first 10% that comes out, extra virgin.
Mm-hmm.
10 to like 30 virgin. And then like 30 to 50 is just like olive oil. And then everything else is
jarred up as tapenade.
Because tapenade, isn't it like chopped up, disgusting, prepared olives? Because if you take an olive off of a tree and eat it, it's disgusting. Is it as disgusting as an olive that you like cure? I don't know. I've never done it, and they're all gross. But you don't just eat an olive.
Correct. You do need to prepare it.
But that's what you're squeezing.
You just squeezing them with. They're not prepared before you squeeze.
Yeah. Because then they'd be all salty.
There's no foreplay at all. You're just busting those nuts wide open. So that's what it is. You just go right to business. Right, yeah. Right to fucking Pound Town. Get some olive oil out.
Squeezing it. So
God, you're gonna raw dog a load of olives? Jesus Christ. Fucking romance them a little bit. Take them out to dinner first. Maybe at least finger them.
Horrible.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that.
I hate everything that you just said. So we have... how long is this
How long have we been squeezing olives, you think?
A very long time.
Because I know, like, genie lamps. Think of a genie lamp.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that's burning?
What's that burning?
It's burning olive oil, John.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Ooh, it is. Because I think it's, like, one of the first ones that we figured out.
Makes sense.
Like, they squeeze the olive. They're like, well, this tastes horrible, but it's a little slippery. I kind of like it a little bit. It's a little slippery.
Do you think they use it as lube?
Yeah. For sure they do.
Oh, man.
Did then, do now.
Do now?
Somebody, for sure.
Really? Why? What's the advantage of it now?
You got to think.
Flavor?
Yeah, like kind of.
Ugh.
Horrific.
You want to go for a higher grade, though. You don't want any grit.
Yeah. No, you need the finest money can buy. Thousands of years we've had this good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who do you think squeezed the olive one time and said, guys, come here. You got to see this. And then they squeezed the olive and like, you can't season pans with it, but
well,
I don't even think put it on salad.
I don't even think necessarily a Homo sapien was the first person to squeeze an olive.
You think a different one? Homeopithecus?
Whatever the immediate predecessor was.
I used to know this from that Alec Baldwin show.
30 Rock?
30 Rock. No, he narrated like a Discovery Channel special about...
What a weird choice for
no.
Discovery Channel voice acting.
Why?
I don't know.
It's got that good voice.
It's
like his main appealing quality.
That's true. It's best if you... I don't want to say anything mean. He might yell at me on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter really anymore. I go on occasionally.
To get yelled at by Alec Baldwin?
I mean, maybe. That might make it more interesting. It just got so toxic and like so like... self-masturbatory. I was just like, I'm not getting anything out of this anymore.
Like comedy?
Yeah.
And you walked away after 12 years on Twitter?
Yeah. And now I'm a professional Pokemon snapper.
Throwing those apples. So olive oil is used in food. It's used in lamps. It's used in lube.
You don't want to deep fry in olive oil. You only want to like shallow fry, you know?
So when I got a bad waiting job that I hated out of college.
Okay.
And my manager...
Was it like Applebee's, Ground Round?
Ruby
Tuesday.
It was a Ruby Tuesday.
Ooh.
My manager...
Salad bar, baby.
Who almost certainly was on cocaine. Loved to make the joke that he would tell people that French fries were fried in olive oil. Which, here's the thing.
Wait.
That's not a joke.
No, I was going to say, you said he liked jokes.
There's a very loud sound.
Yeah, there's fireworks.
Oh, okay. He would say, sometimes I like to tell people we fry the French fries in olive oil. As if that sentence was a joke. Because one, not a joke. Two, why?
Yeah.
Olive oil is more expensive than other kinds of oil.
Right.
Like, so it would be cost prohibitive to do that. Also, as we mentioned, it's low smoke point. Not ideal for frying. You can't get the temperature up very high.
Yeah.
You're going to get greasy fries.
No. And everybody knows if you have a choice of oil to fry a French fry in, it's peanut oil.
I've talked to five separate guys and they all agree with you.
Yeah. That's the OG. Not OG, but that's the best. It's the extra virgin of all of the oils.
It tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he would say this like it was a joke.
It's not.
But it's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what if it's like a food allergy? What if they're allergic to olives?
Right.
And then they're allergic to peanut oil. They didn't fry it in peanut. They just was canola. Whatever was cheapest, I'm sure, is what Ruby Tuesday's throwing down with.
Vegetable or canola or some sort of blend.
Or just some kind of... garbage. I hate that place.
Why? When you're there, your family.
No. When you're there, you're clinically depressed because you thought your life would be going differently 2 years out of college.
I like that they were like, hey, TGI Fridays seems to be a thing. Let's name a restaurant after another day of the week. Oh, I know. Everybody's next favorite day to Friday, Tuesday.
They deny that it's because of the Stone song.
Really?
Like, as a corporation, be like, nah, that's not where we got it. I'm like,
really? Well, then why do it?
What are you talking? Of course it is. Of course it is. You dumb idiots.
Could you imagine if, like, Mick Jagger wasn't actually making money off of music licensing? It was all that sweet licensing for casual fast eateries.
Gross.
Okay, so your manager sucked. Was that the end of that story?
Yeah, I don't remember. It was a hilarious joke about lying about what oil.
Like, what else is there to say about olive oil? Like, it's great for cooking. It adds flavor to things.
There's contests and shit.
Dip your bread in it?
Yeah, you can dip bread in it. It's not my favorite.
What's your favorite? What do you mean it's not your favorite? Like, not your favorite what?
Thing to do to bread.
What?
Like, if I go to an Italian restaurant and they're like, we have bread. Awesome. Can I get some butter? And they're like, no, but we do have a sloppy plate of oil.
Yeah, it always is.
We just have what looks like a greasy plate.
And sometimes they have
go
like
hog wild on
sometimes
that
I love the pile of like dried herbs.
Oh, yeah. We did scoop out about a tablespoon of pre-mixed Italian seasoning into there to really
class it up.
Really bring home all the notes. People taste it like wine. There's like professional olive oil tasters. There's competitions the world over. When do you think the last big innovation in olive oil came around?
I mean, honestly? I mean, what would that innovation even be? It has more to do with probably like just distribution, I would think, right? Like, it's readily available at every grocery store in America.
Imported olive oil, I believe, is not usually actually imported. It'll say, like, imported from Italy. What they will do is, like, import a little bit and mix it all up.
Yeah, like Kona Coffee or some of the other things.
Like Kona Coffee or cat poop.
Yep. What olive oil innovate? I mean, like, there's nothing to innovate.
Well, you could make olives not disgusting, and then the oil would probably be better.
I don't know, man. Like if I think whatever you do to the olives,
if you GM'd some O's, you can make it so that they weren't a disgusting food.
I mean, I enjoy olives
because you're disgusting.
I am a gross trash person. But I think they're tasty. But I also think that I'm like not a. I think people who love them often get carried away by it. How do I justify this position? Like
calm down, olive people.
Yeah, like I'm so tired of having to hear about the bouquet of olive oil. Like shut. No, I don't know. I don't have to hear that ever. That's not a thing. I don't know. Like.
You probably don't need to buy extra virgin olive oil.
No, you definitely don't. You definitely don't.
Unless, I guess if you're doing something like a dressing, where like that's the star of the show, right? The olive oil's doing a lot of heavy lifting. Great. If you're dumping it in a pan to throw vegan chicken tenders in there, you just get regular olive oil.
This is not an innovation.
It's going to be, it'll be more flavorful.
Yeah, right. So this is not an innovation. But I think I can. I think this is noteworthy, right? So like, extra virgin olive oil had a moment, and I think it's largely due to the emergence of Rachel Ray.
Yeah, for sure, she's getting a mention on this page.
She loves EVOO, as she called it. You know, she got a gig at a grocery store doing cooking demos.
That's why we have Rachel Ray.
Right. Yeah. That's how her career started. The idea of 30-minute meals, her first show, all of that came from being an employee of a grocery store. As an employee of a grocery store, teaching people how to make 30-minute meals, having recipe cards, they go and buy that stuff. You're an employee of a grocery store. Extra virgin olive oil is a premium product. Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. Start pimping out EVOO. It's cute. It's quirky. You're doing that thing, right? Like that's. That was probably what the 90s, probably late 90s, early 2000s.
She's probably doing demos in the 90s.
Yeah, like late 90s, early 2000s is like the emergence of her as a cultural icon.
Yeah,
right? So like that probably at least in this country lifted the price of extra virgin olive oil for sure.
Almost definitely. It's not your, just get regular olive oil. That's my main takeaway.
Yeah, I mean, there's not too much we need to talk about. I don't think we need to necessarily talk about varieties of olives as it relates to oils.
No, there's black ones, there's green ones, they're all disgusting.
But it also doesn't, they don't sell black olive oil and green olive oil. No, I think,
don't they turn black in the curing process?
I think so, but again, we're not worried about olives at all
because they're disgusting.
Well, we're not worried about olives for this page. We're specifically worried about olive oil.
Olive oil slaps. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. Throw it on your dick and start plowing something. It slaps.
People like to throw around a bunch of health claims around olive oil that are almost certainly not true.
No, it's oil.
It's oil.
It's fat.
It's great. Love it. Big fan.
It tastes good.
I
don't know. We gotta wind down here.
Do you think the menorah in the Hanukkah story?
Right.
That's olive oil.
I don't want to blaspheme.
I don't think it's blasphemous. I think it is.
Ah.
I'm confident. Really? I think it's a nice. It's nice that olive oil has that cultural moment. Bigger cultural moment for olive oil. Hanukkah?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Of Rachel Ray.
Cultural? I mean, it depends on what culture you're talking about.
Yours and mine?
I mean, like,
2021.
I was not raised Jewish, so.
White dude culture.
You know, I have experienced more of Rachel Ray's 30-minute meals than I have of Hanukkah traditions in my life. So, like, that.
The oil that lasted.
That. I'm not even confident it is. You said you were. How are you confident? How are you so confident it was olive oil?
Because I carry myself with a certain level of.
You're
confidence
a straight white man in his 30s? Is that your justification?
Regardless of circumstance.
Oh, God.
I am pretty sure.
All right. Well, I mean, that feels like a good place to.
And I think it'll be mentioned on the page too. That's why I'm bringing it up. I'm trying to hit things that are gonna be on there.
Well, let's take a break. I'm gonna go downstairs and see what our olive oil situation is. Bring it up here for some sexy time. We'll do a commercial and then
this episode is gonna be so gross.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like ever since we had Kurt Griffiths on the show, it's been a
just,
lot.
He horned it up for good.
All right, we'll be back.
This week's Improvised Wikipedia is brought to you by a very special sponsor. They kicked in our exorbitant $8 fee to get a hot ad. You know who's sponsoring the show this week?
I sure do. Wood paneling.
That's right. Do you want your house to look like it's made of wood? And it is, but the walls aren't, but you want them to look like they are? Get some panels.
Are you a time traveler from the 30s and you are wistful for a simpler time and you're building a new house and you're deciding what you want to finish your walls with? Why not wood paneling?
Are you my den? Then you've already got plenty. You don't actually need more in there. You'd be hard pressed to find a place to put more wood paneling in my den than is already in there.
Are you my attic? Then you are wood paneling that's been painted a really strange color of pink.
It is like a weird kind of tannish pink.
Thanks, previous owners.
Like the pattern, it's grainy.
Mm-hmm.
The color makes it look a little fleshy.
Yeah.
It is kind of unsettling. I didn't want to say it, but you brought it up.
Yeah, no, it's like what if trees bled Pepto-Bismol?
Sure. Yeah, that's apt.
Yeah.
It makes the wood grain look like veins.
Yeah. Are you shooting an amateur pornographic movie? You're going to want some wood paneling for the walls because that classes it up.
Are you my dad in 1985 and you're redoing the garage of your newly purchased home to add additional rooms because your brother is moving in with you and your new family and you wanted like a separate, and then also later the kids could use it as a room, and then it could be your eventual like little man cave? then you're going to need a lot of wood. It was a big garage. You're going to need a lot of wood paneling in there, Bill.
Are you a set designer for Quentin Tarantino's next period piece? You're going to need a whole bunch of wood paneling because that John's in the 70s. Wood, panel it up, baby, with improvised Wikipedia pods promo code Wood Daddy at checkout for 69% added to your bill. Yeah, that's right. Fuck you. Don't buy it.
Yeah, it costs more now. Boom, boom, boom. We are back.
Boom, boom, boom. We are back. And I have in my hand my phone, and on my phone I have the Wikipedia app, and in the Wikipedia app I have the olive oil page open. And I got to tell you,
you love to see it.
The picture, I think it's like the long neck of a bottle of olive oil, but they crop it so it just looks like a test tube filled with piss.
You know, Wikipedia as a reference isn't necessarily like where you're going to want. They're not marketing the things that they're right. Like the Wikipedia page for Thomas Jefferson isn't trying to sell you on Thomas Jefferson.
You know, no one is really trying to sell me on Thomas Jefferson.
Republicans.
Yeah, but I, as just a rule, I don't listen to them about anything anymore.
But you would think, just as a you don't want your pictures to look like they're jars of piss, is what I'm saying. Even in a reference context, like Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh no, Glenn, I have to get up and walk across the room. Because I clicked on it to enlarge the photo. And
to enlarge the piss?
It opens the entire picture.
Oh, boy.
And so it doesn't look as much. Well, I mean, it still kind of looks like piss. But I'm just going to show you. It's a dick. It's an olive oil dick.
Yeah, that's 100%. Okay, that's on purpose then.
Yeah, no, 100%. It is
some Wikipedia editors having fun. Yeah, with it looks like of olive
it
oil.
Looks like a bong that's been filled with olive oil, does. And on either side of the base of the bong are plates with piles of olives, making
that
it look
make
like
it look like balls.
Yeah. Oh boy. I mean, ooh, honestly,
baby.
Yeah. Honestly, that really does capture the sexual nature of olive oil.
It is the horniest oil? Question mark.
Top five for sure. Top five for sure. Like petroleum jelly. But I guess that's a jelly. It's not really an oil.
Yeah. Hmm.
What is KY? That's also that's a jelly in name. But I feel like it's an oil.
I don't know.
Well, that's a task for another day. I'm going to read the page. Here we go.
Teach me, Daddy.
Olive oil. This article is about the liquid fat extracted by pressing olives. For the Popeye character, see olive oil spelled O-Y-L.
Hang on, breaking news.
Yeah.
The Adventures of Pluto Nash will be leaving Tubi on Monday.
I have
so... Next Monday, sorry. So if you're hearing this, the day it drops, which will be Friday, you've got 2 days left. Get in there to Tubi and watch Little Nicky's going too. And the Adventures of Pluto Nash before they're gone forever or until they bring him back. I don't know how quickly things rotate in and out of Tubi.
So you're special on Tubi? Why do you have Tubi?
It's going to be.
So you have the Tubi app exclusively because they're going to.
Yeah, they bought it. It's just not up yet.
Okay. Well,
so it'll be
good.
On there soon. Is it on there already? Who knows? Do I have a Dry Bar special out? There's no way of knowing.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm looking forward to whoring out Tubi for the rest
Can't
of the time
wait.
We do this podcast. Olive oil is a liquid fat obtained from olives, parentheses, the fruit of the Oleuropeae family, Oleaceae, a traditional tree crop of the Mediterranean basin, produced by pressing whole olives and extracting the oil. It is commonly used in cooking, for frying foods, bullshit, or as a salad dressing. I guess
like
shallow fry or pan fry. Yeah, that's true. It is also used in cosmetics, pharmaceuticals, and soaps, as well as fuel for traditional oil lamps, like Glenn Tickle told you.
Boom, boom.
And has additional uses in some religions. Interesting.
Any... Any specific ones, maybe?
Not yet. The olive is one of three core plants in Mediterranean cuisine. The other two are wheat and grapes. Olive trees have been grown around the Mediterranean since the 8th millennium BC. Interesting they didn't say BCE. I feel like they have an update.
Wikipedia is usually, I think they've adopted that standard.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
Do you think, are there olive oil references in Gilgamesh? There's got to be.
Probably.
That's a whole epic poem about two dudes oiling up and wrestling each other a bunch.
Yeah. Spain accounts for almost half of the global olive oil production. Other major producers are Italy, Tunisia, Greece, and Turkey. I guess we didn't mention the word Mediterranean at all.
No, we didn't. That was a failure on our part.
What do you
should have brought Gilgamesh up sooner.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think the highest per capita consumption country?
Who? Well, Spain's, they're popping it out like it's some kind of competition. It's not. I mean, I guess it is because capitalism, but who's gobbling up that oil the most?
Remember, I'm asking per capita.
I would say net, probably us. I mean, you and me specifically.
Yeah.
This addict right now, per capita, eats the most olive oil.
Yeah.
Or consumes rather than.
Yeah, during the break, I inflated a kiddie pool and filled it with olive oil, and we're both sitting in it right now.
It's very relaxing.
Fully clothed. It's not a sexual thing. It's more of like
Not for you.
Well, okay. For me, it's like an ASMR thing.
No, I'm loving it.
Huh. I need a country, Glenn.
You know I want... You obviously know that I want to say Italy,
mm-hmm.
but that it's some kind of trap. It's not going to be Italy. It's going to be...
Italy is in the top three, but you are correct. They are not number one.
Lithuania. I don't give a shit.
Lithuania? Oh, no, it's Greece, followed by...
That was going to be my next, like... That's the obvious answer.
Yeah, Greece, Italy, and Spain.
The way you were asking it, it made me think it was a trick.
No, I think that might just be the oil seeping into you.
It's coming in the pores.
Yeah. The composition of olive oils varies with the cultivator, the altitude, the time of harvest, and the extraction process itself. It consists mainly of oleic acid, up to 83%, with smaller amounts of other fatty acids, including linoleic acid, palmitic acid as well. Usually both of those hover around up to 20%. Extra virgin olive oil is required to have no more than 0.8% free acidity and is considered to have favorable flavor characteristics.
Sure. You got to get them favorable characteristics.
Yeah,
you don't want nasty oil.
No, that's the opening. That's the opening kind of part of this. We'll dive into it a little bit more, but, you know, we usually just compare opening section to what we did.
We did fail to mention Mediterranean, but I think,
yeah,
come on, that's a gimme. Everybody knows where it comes
from. I thought it was understood, but, you know, we didn't talk about the oils being used in pharmaceutical soaps and cosmetics. That was kind of lacking. But no sex
talk. You can
get
like olive oil, like beard wash or whatever. Like people are just throwing olive oil and whatever.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rachel.
No Rachel Ray talk, no sex talk, nothing about cats pooping out coffee beans. I feel like we really covered the gamut.
Yeah, we really started off on a rant.
I don't know. Well, we'll save our judgment for the very end, but I'm feeling pretty good. First section is history. Olive oil has long been a common ingredient in Mediterranean cuisine, including ancient Greek and Roman cuisine. Wild olives, which originated in Asia Minor, were collected by Neolithic people as early as the 8th millennium BC. Though, citation required, because the citation that they have listed was not actually found, and a better source is needed. Besides food, olive oil has been used for religious rituals, medicines, as fuel in oil lamps, soap making, and skin care application. The Spartans and other Greeks used to rub oil on themselves while exercising in the gymnasia.
Yeah, that's a sex thing.
Yeah. From its early beginnings in the 7th century BC, the cosmetic use of olive oil quickly spread to all the Hellenic city-states, together with athletes training in the nude, and lasted close to 1,000 years despite its great expense. Olive oil was also a popular form of birth control.
Ooh, boy.
Aristotle, in his History of Animals, recommends applying a mixture of olive oil combined with either oil of cedar, ointment of lead, or ointment of frankincense to the cervix to prevent pregnancy.
Well, that's, I mean, you go back to, like, Hippocrates, Pliny the Elder, those cats, like, they're just throwing olive oil on everything. It's just around. They're like, we don't know anything yet because it's 2,000 million years ago and we don't know how anything works, but we have some stuff around. Like, you know when you're playing Skyrim?
No.
And you don't really give a shit about your alchemy stat?
Yes, still don't.
But you know if you get a few levels in alchemy, like, your overall level will go up a little bit, so sometimes you find, like, an alchemy table in a bandit den or whatever.
You could be making up gibberish, and I wouldn't know.
You pick up whatever random ingredients, or you're not even looking. You're just mixing them together.
Isn't alchemy just peeing on stuff?
And then, yeah, well, you get a bottle. There's famously just bottles of piss lying around in Skyrim. And then you just bump the stat up a little bit. That's basically what medicine was for thousands of years. They're like, what if you took the feathers of a crow that you killed at night, burned it, and mixed that with some olive oil and your child's tears, that'll cure lupus. We don't know what lupus is yet, but this will fix it right up.
Right. So basically what you're saying is medicine, early medicine was basically an episode of Chopped.
Yes. That's exactly right.
All right. I feel like my reference is a little bit more well accepted than that, whatever that Skyrim nonsense was that I just did. You're a smart guy. You went to Skyrim first to explain that when Chopped was
right there.
Yeah,
I've been playing a lot of Skyrim lately. Yeah, right. That's why the other episodes were late.
Yeah, fair enough.
That and because there's a pandemic and I have kids.
Yeah,
but
I'm still just replaying Diablo 3 over and over again, so I can't really judge. All right, I'm going to skip the rest of the history section. I'm jumping to a symbolism and mythology paragraph here. The olive tree. What the fuck do I care about the olive tree? No, this is a page about olive oil. I thought this was going to be interesting. You lured me in to wanting to read this paragraph with an interesting heading, and then it's not actually about olive oil at all. It's just the fucking tree. Fuck off. Stop padding your pages, Wikipedia.
So we whiffed a couple things here already, right? We didn't mention the Mediterranean. I didn't bring up Gilgamesh early enough at all. We talked too much about cat poops. But this page sucks shit.
Yeah, but I do have news. There is a religious use section.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip over the Christianity section and just go to the Judaism section.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Free Britney.
In Jewish observance, olive oil was the only fuel allowed to be used in the seven-branched menorah in the Mishkan service during the exodus of the tribes of Israel from Egypt, and later in the permanent temple in Jerusalem. It was obtained by using only the first drop from a squeezed olive and was consecrated for use only in the temple by the priests and stored in special containers. In modern times, although candles can be used to light the menorah at Hanukkah, oil containers are preferred to imitate the original menorah. Boom. You were right.
Nailed it. So I also remembered why I know this. So Jonathan Coulton and John Roderick put out a Christmas album years ago, and one of the songs on it, I believe, is just called Wikipedia Hanukkah, where over, like, techno music, they just read the Wikipedia entry for Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And it sounded like there was some overlap.
That's fun. There is a section on extraction. I don't want to read too much more of this page.
You just squeeze it. Who gives? Sometimes you put it in a centrifuge or whatever. Nobody gives a shit how you're getting it out of there.
So olive oil is produced by grinding olives and extracting the oil by mechanical or chemical means. Green olives usually produce more bitter oil, and overripe olives can produce oil that is rancid. So for good extra virgin olive oil, care is taken to make sure the olives are perfectly ripened. The process is generally as follows. You grind them into a large paste using millstones. Oh God, I don't care anymore. I'm just gonna stop. There's a lot there. I don't know how much I trust this page.
It's not a good page.
There's a lot on this page, but there's a lot of facts about shit that have nothing to do with olives.
Right,
like,
and there's a jar of piss at the top of the page. So that's like major points off.
Right, like there's a global market section where they're just dropping facts about countries.
Oh, people buy, did you know that people buy olive oil?
Yeah. Yeah, so like, I don't know.
Do they talk about any major olive oil heists?
Not yet. You know, this is a great example. If like, if this was a paper turned in on olive oil, there would be a note saying, hey, you padded this with irrelevant information.
Right. It's just a list of facts. You're not telling a story. You need a through line here. You need to rework your topic sentence. Classic five paragraph structure. Recap everything at the, you're just trying to fill pages. And I'm not impressed, Wikipedia.
So there is an interesting thing here, and this is the last thing I'll read off the page. They're talking about the commercial production and grading of olive oil.
Yeah.
And virgin specifically means that the oil was produced by the use of mechanical means only, with no chemical treatment at all. Mm. And then extra virgin is the highest grade of that process. So that's interesting. That's interesting.
Got it. So that was probably a big innovation in olive oil, when they're like, hey, what if we just put lye in here? I assume that's what they use. I have no way of knowing except for looking it up, and I don't care to.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, I definitely don't feel like we lost, only because of how.
No, I'm going to call this one a tie because we both did bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Be better, Wikipedia page for
and
olive
also
oil.
Us.
Well, I don't know. We kind of.
I don't know, I got the Hanukkah thing in there. Feel good about that one.
Yeah. Anything to plug, bud? Do you want to talk about Tubi some more?
So Tubi, I found out through my distributor, will have my special Good Grief Comedy About Lost and Being Bad at it. I don't know when. The files have been delivered. That's all I know.
So is it safe to say it's to be continued?
Ooh.
I love you.
I love you, friend.
Thanks for listening. Hey, do us a favor. Tell your mom about our podcast and other people who would probably like it. Rate, review, all that fun stuff. We really like doing it, and it's wonderful to be back doing it in person.
It is nice. Also, I don't know what the hell Zuzu is, but they bought it too. So just look me up.